17. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Amen. My Father worketh. Did you know he said, I will work, and who can hinder it? Old English says, who will let it? But that means, who will hinder it? Amen. He's going to work. Somewhere. Sometime. Through somebody. Get ready for it. Watch for it. Amen. Best you can do, you won't be quite ready for it. But you can at least live holy and let him work through you. I mean, you may be up and down more than you're up, but always get back up. God's going to work sometime or other. Amen. Listen to this one. Jesus answered, said this in the 19th verse. Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. That's Jesus talking. Amen. He said, talking about himself, the Son can do nothing of himself. Amen. Amen. Preachers, you know, say with their theological terminology, he was God. And they say God with a W, God. Amen. And he was. But he didn't come to act as God. He stripped himself of that. And came as God's obedient servant son. Hallelujah. I said God's obedient servant son. Amen. The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son. Likewise, God's working through me. Amen. The Father said, This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. That was when he was baptized. Mount of Transfiguration, This is my beloved Son, hear ye him. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God is pointing them to Christ, who's going to present God to them in a very real and wonderful way. As God's obedient Son. He called himself the Son. The Pharisees and scribes, they knew the repercussions of that. They knew the far-reaching depth of that. It made them madder than a hatter. I mean, they was mad as an old wet hen. Amen. I mean, they had blood in their eye. You know why? Because he not only healed on the Sabbath day, when he said he was God's son, that made himself equal with God. They couldn't hack that. Amen. But I tell you, if you can't hack it, just hack it anyhow. Hallelujah. Hey, ain't nothing you can do about it. Praise God. Somebody said, well, if God allows so and so, and God allows such and such to happen in this world, they say, with her lip kind of curled, you know, and her chest kind of stuck out, I wouldn't serve a God like that. Oh, yes, you will. Amen. And you'll have one thing to say about it. Amen. Yes, you'll serve him. You'll serve him obediently, or you'll serve him his purposes disobediently. You will be a obedient son, or you'll be a rebellious vessel of wrath fitted to destruction and fulfill his prophecy one way or the other. Amen. I wouldn't serve a God. You'll serve his purposes whether you like it or not, one way or the other. Amen. There's not one thing you can do about it. It's hard for thee, Paul, to kick against the pricks. Amen. Hard for you. It wasn't Paul at that time. Saul of Tarsus, proud Pharisee, to kick against the pricks. Amen. He didn't want to serve God. He didn't intend to serve God. He didn't want nobody else to serve God either. Amen. He persecuted them unto death, the Bible said. Had warrants in his pocket to carry to Damascus. Amen. When he saw that light brighter than the noonday sun. Amen. And his eyeballs began to boil and seared over. Amen. And a voice was heard that shook him away down deep inside. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And the old proud, learned, educated, graduated Pharisee shell down the corn and said, I don't know who you are, Lord. Who art thou? Amen. Claim to be serving God. Claim to be one of Abraham's kids. Claim to have a zeal for the law. Amen. Oh, yeah. But he didn't know the Lord. Who art thou, Lord? Amen. Oh, glory to God. He got his life turned around. Glory to God, and got things right. Verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. I'd like to read all the chapter down, including the 30th verse. But I'll not do it. I'll skip the rest of it and let you peruse it yourself. Amen. But I'm going to go down to the 30th verse and read again. I, still in red, still Jesus talking. I can of mine own self do nothing. Amen. And I can't either. And you can't either. And nobody else can either. Amen. You know how to be a success for God in the ministry or as a Christian? Find out which way God's going and run with him. Find out what God's doing and jump right in the middle of it. Because we can't do nothing of our own self. Amen. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. Whatever the Lord tells me, that's a verdict I bring. Whatever the Lord says, that's all I can give you. Amen. Praise God. And my judgment is just. Why? Because it came from God. Amen. Came from God. Because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Amen. Praise God. Jesus, why don't you go up to Jerusalem and do miracles there like you're doing over here in Galilee? Amen. You can go up. Amen. Your time's always ready. But he said, mine hasn't come yet. Can't go yet. They went on. Amen. Here he come. For they know that here he was. God had sent him. He knew. He couldn't tell them when he was going. He couldn't tell them when he'd be there. Amen. He was just waiting on the Father. Praise God. Amen. Waiting on God. Praise God. God did a great victory for David. Give him a great victory. Praise God. Great power manifested through David with the victory. Here comes the enemy again. Amen. And God said, don't do it the same way. I mean, anybody comes out with something that's great and successful, they'll start a whole denomination doing it that way. Amen. God said, David, don't do it the same way. He said, encompass the mulberry trees. Amen. And wait until the wind blows through the mulberry trees. And when you hear the going in the mulberry trees, and I know the move is on. Hallelujah. Why don't you move on? I'll tell you why we don't sometimes. It's because we haven't heard the going yet. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David heard that wind. That's one of the types, antitypes of the Spirit. Amen. The wind blowing through the mulberry trees. And he knew that God had gone before. Praise God. And now David's going to win the battle again. But God's going to get the glory. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We have one good thing happen. One good deliverance happen. Amen. And then we're a people today that we want to synthesize anything good and mass produce it and sell it wholesale throughout the country. God don't work like that. Amen. Praise God. Oh, there are plenty of people right in church, amen, that would pick the apples while they're still green and bite into them when they're so bitter, they'll give you the bellyache. Ain't nothing wrong with the apples. They're just not ready to pick yet. Amen. There are plenty of people right in church that are tired of waiting for the roses to bloom, and they'll tear the bud, open themselves, and ruin the very blooming of a rose. Amen. If they don't do that, they'll point the accusing finger at some good child of God. Amen. It's already got their head down so low. Amen. That they wonder if they're ever going to get up, and they're just waiting on God. Amen. To move for them. Amen. You don't need nobody else. Amen. To put you down when you're already so low you can shine your shoes with your eyelashes. Amen. To wait on God. Amen. Waiting for the Father. That's the best I can do, Billy. Are you asleep back there? Waiting for the Father. Amen. Praise God. We can't do anything without God. Amen. We got to wait on God. Amen. Did you know it said in the New Testament, hallelujah, in Romans chapter 12, he that ministereth, let him wait on his ministering. Did you know the Bible says that? Did you know the Bible says that? Amen. Some of us Pentecostals need to read it all over again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Ain't no big eyes and no little U's. Praise God. There's just a whole bunch of good, godly people of God waiting for their time to come. Whew, glory to God. Waiting for their time to come. Glory to God. Amen. I went to sleep last night with just one dog. Amen. I woke up and went out and looked out this morning and I had 13. Amen. Amen. I didn't quite get there in time, Roy. Three of them was already froze. Amen. She had them in the cold weather on the outside. Amen. But She's still got nine, got 10 dogs now. Amen. Her time come, boys. Amen. Yeah, there wasn't nothing else I could do, amen, but carry them pups down to the garage and the mama too, amen. And she had another one after she got in the garage. I thought she's through. Amen. Sometimes we think God's done when he ain't done. Amen. Sometimes we need to watch a little bit closer and be a little more aware of what God's doing. Amen. And we can ward off. We can jump ahead. We can head off those infant casualties. Come on. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, if I could learn to watch a little better, if I could learn to be a little more sensitive, if I could learn to be a little more available. Amen. But I'm ready, Lord. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Wherever you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to give, I've given all up so many times it don't mean nothing anymore. I've left it all behind so many times. Amen. I'll gladly do it again. Amen. Whatever you want me to do, Lord. Whatever you want me to be. But Lord, don't let my ears be deaf. Don't let my eyes be blind to the move of God, the voice of God. Amen. I'm waiting on you, Father. Amen. 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 Waiting on God. Did you know there's a scripture about that? They that wait on the Lord shall renew your three bony fingers. Pointed at Job and said, come on, confess up, Job. Haven't done anything. I've not left the widow without food. I've not left the orphan without food. I've not left the homeless in the street. Amen. I've not took anything from anybody. I ain't done anything wrong. Praise God. Come on, Job. You wouldn't be in this shape. What in the world are you doing here? Amen. All the days of my appointed time, I'll wait. I'll wait. Let's say it together. I'll wait. I'll wait till my change come. A whole lot of changes are coming, but it's when God comes by the change will come. Amen. You'd have thought the way his three friends talked that Job liked it down there, scraping himself with a piece of broken pottery. Amen. And howling, woe worth the day. Cursing the day he was born. Let it be dark and not light, he said. Amen. Everything was gone. Amen. Amen. I can't see him. I can't feel him. He said he's nowhere I can find him. But he said he knows the way I take it. Hallelujah. He knows right where I'm at. Praise God. And then that young upstart comes along, Elihu, and he comes on with his tirade. Amen. But everybody's mouth is shut. Praise God. When God comes by. When God comes by and turns the captivity of a suffering saint, God comes by and turns things around for Job. Amen. God comes by and all his relatives have it on their heart to give him, amen, some money to get a new start. Praise God. Glory to God. Job got done scraping himself. Amen. God turned his captivity. God healed him. And Job had twice as much as he ever had before. Another bunch of sons and daughters. And his daughters, amen, was the most beautiful in all the land. Hallelujah. Amen. Job, look out. You're liable to get puffed up here with all this success and all these blessings and backslide. No. He said, I know where it came from.
I know where I've been. I know where he brought me from. Amen. Glory to God. And Job's success in the end didn't make one iota of difference in the integrity of that man of God. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hey, Job, does it pay to wait? Yes. Wait on the Lord. Isaiah, does it pay to wait? Yes. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings of the eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They shouted their insults at the cross. Amen. Even the dying thieves did the same thing when he died. If thou be the Son of God, save us and thyself. If thou be the Son of God, they mocked and spit and hissed. Come down from the cross. Amen. Heal. Sabachthani. It was so close to the Hebrew for Elijah. Amen. They said, who's he calling? Elijah? Is Elijah going to come and save him? Amen. You know what he's saying? He was saying, this is a son of God waiting on the Father to come by, and he's turned his face away from him. Calvary was no game, folks. Amen. It was dark as it could be. Amen. Great God, it was a terrible day. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He closed it out by saying, into thy hands. Amen. Sooner or later, you're going to have to put everything that's troubling you into his hands. Sooner or later, you'll have to put everybody that's troubling you into his hands. Amen. Into thy hands. I commend my spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But Calvary was turned to triumph. Glory to God. Ain't nobody goes around the country wearing electric chairs on a chain around their neck. Nobody goes around the country wearing little hangman's nooses around their neck. Nobody goes around the country wearing miniature gas chambers around their neck where people get executed. Amen. But all over the world, there's people that think there's some virtue in wearing a cross. The hated symbol of Roman execution. Where the prisoner hang in the sun and wretched and died from exhaustion. Amen. Great God. But Jesus, praise God, because he was in the perfect will of his Father. Even at Calvary, he was in the perfect will. Had it not been for Calvary, none of us would be singing. None of these testimonies would be ringing tonight. None of these songs would be written tonight. This church wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Calvary. Amen. This road would be dark tonight. There might not even be no United States of America, the home of the free, the home of the brave, where it's still free to build churches and worship God and send missionaries. It'd have been dark. So dark. Amen. You don't have anything to lose waiting on God. And you have everything to gain. But what if I die? What if we do? We're the Lord's. What if you live? You're still the Lord's. Whew, glory to God. Amen. Sure thing, folks. Glory to God. If we live, or whether we die, we're the Lord's. Praise God. Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. We're not smart enough. I'm not keen enough. I don't have the marbles. Amen. No, 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 no.
I don't have the computerized photostatic mind. No, no, no. Amen. I'm not the mental whiz. Oh, no, no, no. I got to trust God. I got to go with God. I got to follow that fire, and I got to follow that cloud. And if I lose that, I haven't got anything to say. Amen. I can, and you can, and nobody else can of themselves do nothing. But just a word from a child of God can set up repercussions like an earthquake. Amen. Man in Missouri shook hands with a fellow that go with church all the time, wasn't saved. Amen. He said, Virgil Waterman said, as he shook hands with him, "You're a good man, John, but you need God." That's all he said to him. "You're a good man, John, but you need God." Amen. You know what that was? That was God speaking through him. That was God talking through him. Amen. That brief statement by that man of God, amen, he didn't have nothing to do with that, hardly at all. He was just a vessel that God could use. "You're a good man, John, but you need God." Back a year or two later, somebody with a big smile on their face walked up to him and said, "You remember me?" He said, "I don't know if I do or not. I believe I do." He said, "I'm John." He said, "You remember what you said that night when you shook hands with me? You said, 'You're a good man, John, but you need God.' When I went to bed that night, it was ringing my ears. 'You're a good man, John, but you need God.' When I got up to eat breakfast in the morning, it was ringing my ears. 'You're a good man, John, but you need God.' When I went to work, I heard it again. 'You're a good man, but you need John, but you need God.' Amen. When I went to eat dinner, 'You're a good man, John, but you need God.' When I went to eat supper, 'You're a good man, John, but you need God.' When I laid down at night, amen, I couldn't get away from it. It chased me to an old-fashioned altar, but God gloriously saved my soul. And I'm saved because of it. Amen. Just the word of a little child sometimes, amen, can make the biggest difference in a hardened sinner's life. Praise God. Amen. Provoke that strong man to tears. Break him down. Bring him to repentance. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. If I bear witness of myself, amen, my witness is not true. Why? I can do nothing. I'm telling you like it is. Jesus is saying, amen, I'm his obedient son. I have to wait on the Father. Amen. Whatsoever the Father shows me, that's what I do. That's why Jesus, praise God, was 100% successful in healing the sick. Amen. God showed him which ones to heal and which ones to leave. Jesus left a whole bunch of people sick. Amen. He left that man at the beautiful gate. He left him for Peter and John after the day of Pentecost. Praise God. Amen. He reserved him for the third chapter of Acts. Praise God. He'd been there a long time. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. He left a whole lot of people in Jerusalem. Amen. He left them for the shadow of Peter to pass over. Amen. And the Father would hide in the shadow of Peter and touch them as Peter walked by. Amen. Glory to God. And the man at the beautiful gate would go leaping and jumping into the temple, and he never saw anything like that for a long time. Hallelujah. Because he left something for us to do. And there's plenty for everybody tonight. What you got to do is get ready for it. Wash your garments white. Amen. Get everything under the blood. Clean house if you have to. Praise God. Glory to God. Oh, yeah, clean out the wardrobe if you have to. Praise God. Get ready. Amen. And don't make any boast of it. Don't make any big deal out of it. Praise God. Just do it. Get ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Wash your robes and make them whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Someday, little girl, amen, there's going to be an angel come by and say, Mary, what? Thou art highly favored of the Lord. And the Lord is with. Amen. And thou shalt conceive by the Holy Ghost a son, and they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. His name shall be called Emmanuel. Amen. Which being interpreted means God with us. A 14-year-old virgin, amen, can get a visit from God, a word from an angel, and become a catalyst, amen, to help bring forth the Son of God, the Son of Man. Yes. Amen. Yes. And God can use you young folks if you'll wait on Him. If you'll get ready. You see, the trouble is we leave it to Mama to do the praying. And Daddy to do the praying. You know where they found Jesus when he was 12 years old? Amen. They found him in the house of God. By himself. Of his own accord. Amen. Who brought you here, Jesus? Nobody brought me. How come you here? I'm here on my own accord because I want to be. Amen. His mother found him 3 days later and said, why hast thou treated us? Why have you treated us? You know better than to do us this way. He said, don't you know I must be about my Father's business? You know, it must be one of the first things on the agenda of the Father to go to church. Faithful in the house of God. Yeah. Amen. You know, if we'll be faithful to his house, faithful to his work, faithful to his cause, even if we're young, God can use us. God can make a soul winner out of us, even if we're children. Praise God. Hallelujah. David knew what it was to wait on the Lord and respond to the emergency even. Amen. Went out under the anointing and killed a bear and killed a lion and saved the sheep. Amen. Took them out of their mouth. Hallelujah. And then one day God would lead him to a higher step. We'll be faithful in the little things. God will take us to greater things. Amen. And so David's faithful in the little things, faithful, obedient to his father, takes care of the sheep, kills a bear, kills a lion. Amen. It felt like it was his duty to do it. And by the power of God, God helped him to do it. Amen. God was getting him ready for something else. There'd be a battle. And he'd go down to take some supplies to his brothers. Amen. That's the way they did it in those days. And he would be there when Goliath challenged the armies of Israel. And sometimes God's work comes at the crisis produced by the devil. Did you know if that giant whipped their champion that all Israel would be slaves to the Philistines? You realize what was at stake when that little boy said, I'll fight him. Stand up, Brian. Amen. Stand up here. David was just a stripling of a youth. Like Brian. Amen. You realize what was hanging on that little boy's shoulders? Your name is Brian, isn't it? What? Brandon? Okay. Amen. Add a few more letters in there. Amen. Just tell them from here on out it's Brian Brandon. Brother Collins gave me that Brian part. Amen. David, he goes out there, stripling of a youth. Never learned how to use anything but a slingshot. Amen. But it's all right when God gets in the slingshot. Amen. All Israel's freedom sets on the shoulders that one boy. He alone has challenged. Nobody else would accept that job. Amen. Nobody wanted to carry that ball. Amen. Calhoun, nothing. Amen. David had a whole lot heavier ball to carry that day than any. If David fails, all Israel goes down the drain. Amen. And Saul didn't have one man accept the challenge. And the only one that did, his brothers chided with him. Saul tried to put his armor on him. Amen. And he said, I don't know how to use this. I've not checked out in this gear yet. Amen. He shucked it off. Praise God. He stopped at the brook and picked up 5 smooth stones. Somebody said F-A-I-T-H. All wrapped up in J-E-S-U-S. Glory to God. 5 smooth stones. Amen. Oh, glory. Why'd he pick up 5 for? All he's going to need 1. No. Amen. Glory to God. God knew that the giant had 4 brothers. And he's going to get them too before it was over. Praise God. Hallelujah. David ran into the attack. Glory to God. The military tacticians of Israel have looked at David's feet for years. And they finally, our guide told us that David was a great military tactician. No, amen. God was running in his legs. God was in his arms. God was in his 5 smooth stones. God was in that one that went whistling through the air. God found the mark. Amen. In the giant's forehead. Amen. Without God, David couldn't do nothing. He was the Lord's anointed. And that's the best we can hope to be. Amen. And one reason God don't come by more, and God don't bless more, and bless more people. If he did, they'd take the glory. If he did, they'd say, look what we have done. They'd say, look what we have accomplished. Amen. And even though they veiled their boast, amen, it would be evident to everybody, amen, that God wasn't quite getting the glory that he ought to get. Amen. I can of mine own self do nothing. And no child of God, we're the body of Christ, folks, members in particular, and we still can of our own self do nothing. Amen. But we can wait on God, can't we? We can believe God, can't we? We can be ready when he moves, can't we? Are you ready? Are you ready to run? Are you ready to roll? Are you ready to go? Are you ready? Praise God. Amen. He's a-coming. I feel something in the air. Amen. Maybe he's getting ready to move through the mulberry tree. Have you already heard the wind a-blowing? Have you already felt warm breaths across your shoulder? Amen. Stand with me tonight. As they sang, let's come around the altar and let's tarry before God. Amen. Let's ask God to help us special. Let's ask God to anoint us special. Let's ask God to move on our lives. We need the oil, yes, Sister Sexton. They got to have it. Praise God. We need that touch. We got to have it. But you can. You can. You can. Hallelujah. Oh, self-centered is not the way to get it. God-centered is the way to get it. Hallelujah. Christ-centered. Oh, glory to God. Go with God. Move with God. Let his steps get into your steps. Amen. Let his movements be your movement. When you speak, let the world think of Jesus. When you sing, let Jesus sing too. Amen. Revival's on the way.
Revival's in the air. Help coming from God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Let him help you.
Teach me, Lord, to wait. not to complain. Help me be steadfast and faithful to fight the good fight of faith, to stand true to my master until you make the way. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew.